WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon and welcome to Soundbites. It is a beautiful day if you're a seal out at the Lilac.
No lie. It's cold.
It's, summer's almost over, and it's time to spend those last few days before the snow flies. We're actually having a great time out here. The Sky Coasters, I bet you can hear them. The Sky Coasters are playing. People are sitting. People are rubbing their hands together, I'm sure, from joy. Come join us out here at the Lilac Festival. It's a great day to be walking around briskly. I'm Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
And we are going to be taking your phone calls on Soundbites, the universe's longest-running radio show for call-in computers. Stop. Before we do that, however, we are going to go to the news, and we'll start.
Yeah, we got to thaw out here.
My brain has frozen, but we're going to start with the news, and we're going to start with Dave. What's going on with Microsoft?
Yeah, good old Microsoft is getting themselves in hot water again, folks. They're more or less conspiring with Hotmail, and that free account that you thought you were getting for free, yeah, it is technically, but oh, by the way, they just found out that they're also passing your information on and various other websites, and now getting all your information that you signed up with Hotmail is now being passed on. So guess what? You're going to get more spam mail. So stay tuned. You know, I mean, it's ongoing, and who knows what of a mess it is. But like Nick was saying, if you get a chance, come on down here. It's kind of, the grass isn't too bad. I mean, the rain and everything else is soaked in. So come on down, check it out. It's a great time. The crowds aren't that bad. So
I was at a public market this morning, and my friend Nils is walking around in a t-shirt. I said, Nils,
is he all right?
Really cool for that. He says, hey, this is just a nice summer day on the fjord. So he was happy.
Yeah, gotta be.
From the Microsoft, one more Microsoft story here. As you know, Microsoft often patches their products. You just recently may have received notice about a critical update from Microsoft. There are 6 flaws in their web browser that they have patched. You should definitely do that patch, but only because then it will stop annoying you by asking you to do the patch. The reality is we're finding out that the patch, in fact, fails to plug the holes. The latest patch for IE6 has failed to plug at least one of the 6 holes it was meant to fix, and there are at least 12 reported bugs that are still unpatched, but you really need to keep up with those Microsoft patches. And since Steve is not here yet, let me read a little bit of Mac stuff. There are a couple of interesting Mac things going on. Those of you who are fans of Celine Dion and actually admit it, are finding that if you bought an album recently from her, it is causing problems in Macs. It locks the Mac up and refuses to eject the CD. There are a lot of problems with these things. There's a new anti-theft, a new anti-piracy thing going on. They're on mostly Sony discs so far. And what happens is if you run this thing in a CD, if you run this CD in a PC or a Macintosh, they automatically assume that you are a thief and are attempting to steal the music, and they therefore shut down your system and lock it up. So if you have a Mac, of course you can't even boot the thing or eject the CD, so there are there's a couple of things up on Apple's website on how to get around that. It may or may not work. You may end up having to send it back to your dealer, but Ted Landau, who runs Mac Fix It, the Macintosh maintenance site, said he's never yet seen a case where the disc can't be ejected. Apple's tips for removing the locked up music discs have been around for years. There's nothing new about that. But these things are out there, and what you do is you find that, normally on a CD you will find it says compact disc. There's a little little compact disc label on it.
Yep.
These don't have that. Instead, they actually say on them, will not play on a Mac or PC. So if you intend to go out and buy a disc and play it in your music system, which, by the way, is a perfectly legitimate use of that CD, you can't. You can only play it in a CD player. If you try to play it in your PC or your Mac,
you're tough out of luck.
You are tough out of luck. TOL, as we say.
Yep.
The other thing that is making the rounds is you can use a black magic marker and cut out the and draw over the track that has the code in it. But that sort of sometimes works. I wouldn't want to be the first person to try it on my Mac.
There you go.
But it does work. So that's the news for there. Dave, what else you got there?
Yeah, one other thing I'd like to tell our listeners here, if you're coming on down to the Lilac Festival here, one of our sponsors, Stan from Visual Horizons, has given us some copies of this great software that if you folks are thinking of getting married or planning on getting married, he has this new CD out. It's called Keepsakes Wedding Memories. It does everything from your thank you cards to save this date cards, shower invitations, party invitation, window, wedding stationery, wedding notes, wedding place cards. He even gets down to doing candy wrappers that if you want to design your own, that you can sit there and, you know, if you're creative and do up your own candy wrappers, you can do that, along with scrapbook and memory pages. So if you come on down, we'll give this to you for free. All you have to do is stop on down to the WAM 1180 tent and say that you heard about the software, and we'll give you a free copy of this great software.
Now, we do only have 5 copies of that to give away, so let's not all rush down at once. But like I said, it is a beautiful day at the Lilac Festival.
Wait a minute. You think there's a bright thing up there in the sky?
Yeah, it's the big blue room. There are people over there. There are actually people here now. They're sitting and relaxing. I'm numb from the ankles down at this point. And we have a special guest sitting to my left here, Mr.
Hey, who is that, Masked Man?
Greetings. How are you today?
Excellent. How are you? I'm sorry, I've already read your Mac news.
That's okay. I've got my family in tow, so of course, with a wife and a three-year-old, that has to slow you down significantly.
But, and there are so many magnificent things here to see at the Lilac Festival. There's food, there's vendors, there's
the crab cakes are
music.
Fantastic.
Listen, the Sky Coasters are playing right now, so if you've never heard the Sky Coasters, you're hearing them now. And if you've never heard them live, it is time to come down to the Lilac Festival. You know, this is really the best day to come to the Lilac Festival because, frankly, there aren't a huge number of people here at the moment, so you can park real close and still get to see the whole thing. You don't have to, there's a lot less hassle in terms of parking. Steve, you actually found a spot this week.
Actually, I parked in the same spot I found last week, which turned out to be pretty close. It just didn't take an hour and a half to get to it.
There you go.
Last week did.
So, yeah, it's a great day at the Lilac Festival, and you should be here. The Lilac stage is hopping.
Come on down and say hello.
Come and see us. Come and stand here, and we'll take your questions live if we have to, and we'll be taking your questions on the air, because this is just one of those great days at the Lilac Festival. And those of you, by the way, who are using Hotmail, it's the same way. Dave already talked about that. Make sure that you get that done fast, because the Yahoo folks who did this a while ago had a grace period of about 30 days.
Yeah.
You had enough time during the announcement to get stuff out. But as far as Microsoft is going, they're doing it right away. So if you have a Hotmail account, you need to log on to it today to make sure that gets done. Dave, you had something you wanted to say?
Oh, you can't hear anything?
I can't hear anything. I can't hear Rob. I can't hear anything. That's all right. We're here. It's great. Oh, man, you should see the crowds that are coming out here now.
Yeah, really. You still got plenty of time. We're still on, you know, we're just getting into it. We're still on for another hour and a half.
The clouds are starting to part. The sun is poking its eye out.
And we'll be back to you very shortly, folks.
We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave, Steve, Nick, and you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hi, I'm Jeff Least, president of MicroWorks Computers, where our motto is old-fashioned service for a high-tech world. Old-fashioned in the way we greet you and how a live person answers your call. Old-fashioned by having long-term, knowledgeable employees who won't talk over your head. Old-fashioned by realizing that we need to exceed your expectations every time you do business with us. Judging from our repeat and referral customers during our 8 years in business, I think we've been successful in meeting those goals and growing into a multi-million-dollar company. MicroWorks offers a large selection of in-stock parts, including Rochester's largest supply of cables and hard-to-find parts. We custom-build systems, servers, and bare bones for business and home. We offer repairs, including notebook repairs, virus removal, and data recovery. And we have outside technicians for network administration and other repairs. So give us a call at 271-0050 or stop by our store, conveniently located just off 490 at 793 South Goodman Street, or visit our website at microworks.com.
Need a break from the typical car dealer hype?
Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
You'll find it at Jim Barnard Chevrolet in Churchville. I'm Alan Barnard. My father Jim started Jim Barnard Chevrolet in 1972. And now my brother Andy and I are working hard every day to keep the great reputation he built. We've served families like yours for 30 years. So if you're looking for the best deals on a new or used car, truck, van, or SUV,
Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
We've been here for 30 years and we'll be there. Jim Barnard Chevrolet, Buffalo Road, Churchville. Want to save money on a new Chevy without the hassle?
Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
Come to Jim Barnard Chevrolet's easy as 1, 2, 3, plus 5 sale. GM has challenged us to sell 120 vehicles this month, so you'll get our deepest discounts of the year. And $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 rebates on every new 2002 Chevy in stock. Plus $500 bonus cash on select new Chevy vans. So forget the big dealer hassles.
Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
The best place to buy a new Chevy is Jim Barnard Chevrolet, Buffalo Road, Churchville.
How do successful business people stay successful? By always looking for ways to serve their customers better. That's why Gene Mazzola from Mazzola Insurance turned to Roadrunner Business Class.
Our whole claim to fame at Mazzola Insurance is the ability to provide quotes at a very, very fast rate. Roadrunner helps us do this. We're growing so quickly because of Roadrunner.
Mazzola Insurance switched to Roadrunner Business Class, and they're glad they did.
I heard that Roadrunner Business Service was so good from all of the people that I do business with that that's where we went, and we're very satisfied.
Now, you know, with Roadrunner Business Class, you can get help from a real live person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Gene, what about cost?
One of the important things about running a business is that you've got to run a tight ship. Roadrunner Business Class service and its very reasonable cost fits right within our budget.
Why don't you get connected to Roadrunner Business Class today? Call 1-866-756-FAST.
Roadrunner really does its job. Roadrunner gives us the edge over our competition.
When you're thinking about a compact SUV, what comes to mind? The Ford Escape XLS or the Subaru Forester? Well, if you're thinking about getting full-time all-wheel drive standard, you're thinking Subaru Forester. If you're thinking about the one with more standard horsepower, or the one with standard ABS, those thoughts would be of the Subaru Forester as well. In one important category after another, every Subaru Forester simply offers standard advantages that not all Ford Escapes offer. And the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety gave the Subaru Forester the highest crash test rating possible, while the Ford Escape was rated as marginal. So, if you're thinking about a compact SUV and something other than the Subaru Forester comes to mind, perhaps you should stop and ask yourself, what in the world am I thinking? Subaru Forester, a smarter way to build an SUV. Think about it.
For a great deal on a new Forester, see your local New York Subaru dealer and tell them Paul Hogan sent you.
Forester rating of good based on 40 mile per hour frontal offset crash test, August 98. Comparisons made against base models.
My name is John Sapienza. My business, raising Portuguese water dogs. Porties, as I like to call them, are not for everyone. They're loyal to a fault and a lot of work. And of course, it helps if you live near water. Like I said, they're not for everyone. So it doesn't make much sense to send my ad brochures to everyone, which is why I use direct mail. Direct mail lets me zero in only on potential customers and then track the results. And best of all, it doesn't cost me a paw and a leg. Bit of dog humor there. There's more in my brochure, by the way. Fact is, I can't say enough about direct mail, although perhaps I already have.
Bullseye. Brought to you by the United States Postal Service. Visit www.usps.com to learn more about direct mail.
Porties have a marvelous sense of humor, although it may not be immediately apparent.
America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Rather do their show in a chat room. It's Down Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
It's true. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we are here at the beautiful Lilac Festival, where it's 110 degrees in the shade, sunny, balmy. People are walking around in bikinis and shorts. And
you got frostbite for
and
the brain.
Apparently, I'm not doing well. Well, we better go to the phones now.
And we got Dan.
Dan, what's your question?
Hi. I am looking to network my Windows and Mac, and I wanted to know what type of equipment I'm going to need for that.
An Ethernet cable.
Any type?
Networking the two machines together is fairly easy. Just running Ethernet between them on a regular Ethernet hub. What you want to do after they're networked is the question. There is software built into the Mac and Windows interface, web sharing software and file sharing software, FTP software, to facilitate copying files back and forth. However, both the Mac and the Windows speak different file sharing languages. The Macintosh uses AFP and Windows uses SMB. So the Windows PC won't show up in the Mac chooser. The Mac won't show up in the Windows Network neighborhood. If you want to get a more seamless file sharing system put together, it's going to cost you money, unfortunately.
Seamless as opposed to not working.
Well, no, it works fine. You just have to go into a web browser, type FTP in the IP address of the other computer, and you can get all your files back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the way we're used to doing networking. That's the old Unix way that we're getting used to now.
Right.
There's a program from Miramar called Mac LAN that you run on your Windows machine to include the AppleTalk filing protocols. There's another program from Thursby called the Dave that you put on your Mac to allow it to talk SMB Windows file sharing. A lot of this is also alleviated with OS X, which has an SMB client built into it, so it will see a Windows file server.
Right, because that's what
natively.
I'm going to be getting is
okay.
Probably going to be the PowerMac G4. So
right,
then all that will be eliminated with the OS.
Right, with OS 10, you go to connect to server, you type the SMB :// and either the name or IP address of the Windows computer,
right.
And the file server shows up on the Mac desktop.
Okay, now I have another quick question.
I just thought of it again. On the Soundbites website that you can get through the WHAM website at wham1180.com, down in the bottom left is our Soundbites logo. Mm-hmm. That takes you to our Soundbites page. On the bottom right of that, there is a list of links, and one of those links is I heard about a website, our frequently asked questions list. On that fact list, there is a link from Apple. Apple UK published a white paper, about 30 pages, on how to better integrate Macs and PCs on the same network, and to put aside some of the fallacies that the Windows people have been telling us all along, that you can't put a Mac on the Windows network, which you certainly can.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. I was just wondering, I have an old monitor from a Mac Performa 631, and I was wondering, could I use that monitor with the new Mac?
Probably. You may need to get a cable adapter. The old Mac-style monitors used a DB15 video connector. The new Macs use an HD15 video connector, so you might need to get, we usually call it a reverse VGA connector, to hook a Mac monitor onto a VGA port. The other issue is, depending on which Performa monitor it is, some of the older monitors would only run at 640 by 480 resolution, and OS X doesn't support a resolution that small very well.
It does on 800 by 600 too.
Yeah, so if the monitor supports 8x6, then it will work on the new Mac with just a cable adapter.
Okay, thanks guys.
Thank you very much. Our next caller is Jeff. Jeff, what's your question?
I'm trying to install Windows 98 on a computer that had Millennium on it.
You're going to have to literally start from scratch, but go ahead.
Well, I formatted the drive, and I had Windows 98 disk from another computer I had.
Go ahead.
When I installed it, it says now that the PCI system management bus
See, one thing you're going to have to do is you just can't reformat it. What you're going to have to do is go in and F disk the hard drive.
Okay.
Because what happens is there's a different, FAT table that's set up with Windows ME versus Windows 98. Windows 98 does a FAT 32, whereas ME is totally different. So you're going to have to first go in, F disk the drive to totally eliminate it, and then reset up the hard drive with that boot disk that you had with the F disk command.
Okay.
The other problem you're then going to run into is all the drivers. Now, you were saying that the PCI management bridge isn't working or has a bang on it.
Right.
That's one of the driver resources on the motherboard. You're going to have to go to the website of the motherboard manufacturer, download any drivers for Windows 98 for all of the specific resources on that motherboard. You'll have to do the same thing with the manufacturer of your sound card, your video card, your serial card, any card, any device you have.
Well, if it's newer motherboard, that should be with it.
Well, but is this a proprietary machine?
No, it's a Dell.
Yes, that's a proprietary machine. And they probably have a set of drivers that they had on their original. You got a restore disk, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
and
the restore disk is for ME and may not have 98
exactly,
drivers on it.
Exactly, that's my
your
point.
Problem.
And the drivers that are available generically are not optimized for Dell, so you do need to go to the website and download their stuff.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Our next caller is Bob. Bob, what's your question?
Yeah, hi, Nick. Hi, Dave. Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I'd like to know what you guys know about this E100 net timer that I've seen advertised on Roadrunner. And would it be usable with two computers hooked together through a hub?
What does this program do?
It's a hardware device. It's not a software.
No, what's it do?
We're not familiar with it, so
they advertise it as being the ultimate in anti-hacker protection.
Oh, so it's acting like a firewall.
Yeah, but I gather it's a hardware firewall.
Well, almost all of them are. For example, Linksys makes a router firewall that you stick between your cable modem and all your other computers.
As does Netgear and Hawking.
And D-Link, about 100 other companies. So what happens is with these firewall devices, if they also include a router, you stick the cable modem into this router, then you stick all of your computers into the router. What happens is the traffic from the net comes into that firewall router and is trapped by the firewall. Only the stuff that you've allowed through goes out to your network on the other side. Essentially, what you build is a bridge between the internet and your little network.
All of your computers have a private IP address and cannot be accessed from the internet unless you specifically set up routing tables to let that happen.
Right. So the basic idea sounds like the same thing, unless this other device does something more. If it's just a router, then there are 100 companies that make them, and they work very well. If you include a router and a firewall in the same box, you protect your system and yet let multiple machines get online with only one IP address.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure that it is a router, but
if it's not a router, then it's not going to do the job. And then you need a different product, and we already named a dozen companies that do that. We got to take a break, but we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and all the magnificent people at the Lilac Festival on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Want a better job? Easy. Just open up the classified section or go online. Look at all those jobs. Hundreds of jobs. You don't like the jobs you qualify for? And you don't qualify for the jobs you like? Well, then maybe you need to stop dreaming and start doing something about it. Come to Element K Business School, and we'll get you ready for some of the most in-demand jobs there are. IT systems administrator, computer programmer, web designer, office manager, executive secretary, bookkeeper, customer service representative. We'll help with one-on-one mentoring and even job placement assistance when you're finished with your education. And if money's a problem, Element K can also help with the financing. Call Element K Business School for more information. Call 240-7400 today or visit elementkcenter.com for the full story. Element K Business School. Real education, real opportunities.
It was a dark night in the city that never sleeps when she walked into my office.
The sign on the door says you're a detective. I need a man like you.
She was so beautiful, I had to slap myself to make sure I wasn't dreaming.
I need a change in my life. I want to feel like a million all the time. Can you help me find that feeling?
As a matter of fact, I can, but it involves fun.
Fun's my middle name.
So I took her to Casino Niagara, where they're giving away a million pack points. Imagine winning a million points, sweetheart. She smiled slowly at the thought of being a pack point millionaire.
Thanks. I'm feeling like a million already. And if I win, I'll give you a call.
I like the sound of that.
Win a 2002 Ford Mustang convertible at Casino Niagara on Victoria Day, May 20th, and Memorial Day, May 27th.
Casino Niagara. Worlds away, close to home.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be at least 19. Contest ends May 27th. Call 1-888-WINFALL for details.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.
I'm sure my bank would have given me a good mortgage, but I went to LendingTree instead. I filled out one simple form and got four offers back within hours. After all, having a good offer is good, but getting a better offer is better.
Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at LendingTree.com.
Here's another thought from Radio Shack. So you're putting together one of those big fancy sound systems with all the bells and whistles, right? I got one word for you. Nitrogen. I'm serious. Radio Shack uses nitrogen air-filled foam in their coaxial cables to give you theater-quality sound and picture. You might think helium's good, too.
But it's not as effective.
For hundreds more Shack accessories, stop by Radio Shack.
Chances are you're just 5 minutes away. And remember, it's the little things that count. Radio Shack. You've got questions. We've got answers.
America's longest-running computer show, Sound Bites, on News Radio 1180, WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
Yeah, we're not just the longest-running radio show. We're also the freshest frozen. We are out here at the beautiful Lilac Festival, and we're taking your questions mostly on the air because live we got a couple people who came close to the booth, but they froze to death right there. We'll be thawing them out along with the mastodons later. Who's next on the line?
We got Mark from Fairport.
Mark, what's your question?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi there. Good. How are you?
Good. I was originally going to call you about DVD-Rs. But this morning, I turned on my computer, found out I have at least one virus. Well, now, I ran my virus thing, and it located them, and
Which one?
Which virus?
Yes.
Okay, it came up, one says browse EVT.
Okay.
The other ones were both the same in two different files, and it was the IE start.gen.d.
Yep, okay.
That's the JS Seeker or something?
Yep.
Okay. So I went through and cleaned it according to my virus protection, but then I restarted the computer and I assumed that these two of these files that it was in may have to be replaced, and that's my question. I restarted.
Most likely not. Normally, these viruses, most of them, they'll sit there and create a duplicate file.
Mm-hmm.
So that when your antivirus software goes through there, it gets rid of that, say, DLL file that the virus created.
Okay.
And actually puts back the original one.
Okay. Now, I did, when I restarted it, a little window came up and said something about my registry, and it couldn't locate a Windows/SP.reg file.
Did the system boot normally after that?
Yeah, it went up and everything.
Okay, what it sounds like is it's looking for one of the virus pieces. What it sounds like is your antivirus software cleaned the file, but not the registry entry.
Okay.
As to where that is in the registry, that's going to take a little bit of detective work, and unless you're comfortable with playing around in the registry, you can do yourself some serious damage.
Yeah. So should I do anything about it, or is
well,
it just...
yeah, because it's annoying. What you want to do is first take a look in your start menu, then take a look in the autoexec.bat and the win.ini and places like that, and see if it's trying to load something. Then go into the registry. You notice I'm actually telling
well,
the guy
wait,
to go into the registry.
No. But if you go to PCMagazine.com, PCMagazine.com has a great little utility right now. It's called Registry Robot. And what it does is for you folks that are not quite familiar with playing around in the registry, it's a safe way to go in there, and you can go in and look for that particular file and actually disable it.
Okay.
Safely.
That's what I want to do is disable that file?
Yes.
So don't try to load it when it's starting.
Well, see, what it'll do is it'll let you disable it to make sure that that's okay. Once that's okay, then you can have it clean it out. But I would highly recommend going to PCMagazine.com, and right on there's utilities is this new one. It's called Registry Robot.
Write that down, Dave, so I can put it on the link.
Will do.
Okay. The other thing you might want to check is in your virus scanning software, you want to check that you have it set to scan all files when you do a manual scan.
Yeah, I think it was because it took over an hour to scan my computer.
Yeah, most of the time that the auto scanning just does programs, which is fine, but your full scan, you want to do every single file just
and
in case.
Zip files.
And including compressed files, yes.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure it did that because I do have a D drive, which is another hard drive, and it scanned both.
That's good. Make sure it scans all your local drives.
Right.
Make sure it scans all files, and make sure it scans compressed files.
Compressed. All right, I'll make sure. Because I didn't see any compressed. I was kind of watching it as it went through.
Yeah,
I didn't see any zip
files. That's a check mark in the setup.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
A check mark in the setup, and you really want to do that because that's where a lot of them hide.
All right. One quick more question.
Very quickly.
Yeah. DVD-Rs, can I burn? Do you have to have a DVD burner for them?
Yes.
All right, so I can't store stuff.
To get a real DVD-R, yes.
Yeah, so I can't store stuff on it like I want to back up my computer.
With a DVD-R drive, a burner, Apple calls it the Super Drive, but the most common one on the market now is the Pioneer, the AVR-101.
Yeah, it goes for about $600.
Actually, they're coming down. You can get an external FireWire version for about $500, and internal versions that are IDE are pushing $400, so they're coming down quite a bit.
Yeah.
But you can use DVD data mode and put about 4.2 gigabytes on a single DVD-R disk, so it can be used for data storage. One of the problems is that it's not it's not especially compatible with other drives from other manufacturers.
No.
So if you want to give a disk to someone, you still use the CD-R format, but for burning yourself, you're going to play back on that same disk drive again, then it works fine in data mode.
Right, but data mode is, you're still talking about a DVD burner.
Yeah, DVD
yes.
burner drive
yeah.
with DVD-R disk.
Regular CD-R, I can't do anything with that.
No.
Okay, because I'm trying to back up some more stuff. In it.
Yeah, it's not going to happen unless you've got the right drive.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Our next caller
is Ed from Rochester.
Ed, what's your question?
Hi. I've been having some problems off and on for about the past month here with, all of a sudden I noticed I went into Windows Explorer and my CD drives were both missing, the reader and the writer. And this went on for a little while, then all of a sudden it came back, everything was fine again, and then they were there for a little while, then they disappeared again for probably about the past week, and just in the last 24 hours again, they were working fine. Some things that I checked, I went into BIOS setup and looked in there, and the setup showed the drives and recognized exactly what they were, everything looked fine in there, tried booting in the safe mode, couldn't find the drives there at all, though.
Yeah, so you're not supposed to in safe mode, so that's
okay. All right. I went in then into control panel, device manager, and the secondary IDE controller had a question mark through it, and when I clicked on properties, it said that either it's missing or something's not correct with it, or reinstall the driver. I tried clicking on update driver. That didn't really help at all.
But the trick there is you want to remove that device, and the next time you reboot, Windows should plug and play and find your device again and reload the drivers for it. Okay. What's probably happening is every time Windows boots, it does a plug and play discovery to see what devices are there. Okay. Sometimes it sees them, sometimes it doesn't, because there's something wrong in that IDE controller, that driver that you're getting that question mark with.
Okay. My only fear in doing that, I thought about doing that and removing it, but I was afraid because a lot of times then it's going to come back and say insert CD, the Windows CD, but I don't have a CD drive that it can see to insert it to.
When you can see, in fact, you can check ahead of time, but when you can see the drive, many Windows installations, when they come from the factory, they'll put all the Windows installer files in the cabs directory. Windows options cabs. And what that does is it lets you reinstall from the hard drive when you can't see your CD drive, or when you just can't find it, which is more common.
Okay, I built this machine myself, so I'm not sure if they're really there. Is there a way, like,
you can, then
they're
then
not?
You can do that yourself. The next time you can actually see your CD,
which is now,
put the Windows disk in,
okay,
and copy all the cabs to a subfolder called cabs inside a folder called options inside the Windows folder.
So Windows options
cabs.
On the CD, they'll be in the directory Win98 or Win95, whatever.
Or he can just
simply
create a folder called Windows 98.
Right, as long as you know where they are.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they can put them anywhere, actually. Yeah.
All right. So then I could try recopying the driver again. Try recopying the driver over again, then the next time it happens, then that way.
Right,
yeah,
and
that's your best bet.
Go into the device manager, remove the devices that have the exclamation bang on them, and reboot Windows. It will reload those drivers, and if it asks for the disk, you can then point it to that directory you made on the hard drive.
So is that kind of, I guess I've never seen that happen before. Is that kind of a common thing where the CD drivers kind of like go in and out?
Yeah, it can happen, and it happens when drivers get corrupted or problems start to happen with the drive. If you've got a new machine, then it's probably a corrupted driver. We got to take a quick break. Before we go, though, I should tell everybody, if you get the opportunity, you can do that with any machine. Create a directory and put all the cabs in it for yourself. We're going to take another quick break, but we will be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and everyone at the Lilac Festival on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corel business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
At RG&E, we know how important a reliable supply of energy is to you. When you throw a switch, you expect the lights to go on. When you turn on the stove, you want to see a gas flame every time. This dependability is a part of our lives that we hardly give a second thought to. But at RG&E, you can be sure we're always thinking about it. We're spending about $100 million a year to keep the gas and electric systems that serve you in tip-top shape. Our gas pipes alone would stretch from New York to Los Angeles. Our overhead electric wire could make that trip twice. And we're constantly making improvements to those systems because everyday reliability is what we want for you. You can shop around for the best price for the energy you use, and you should. But no matter who sells you your electricity and gas, RG&E still delivers it to you. It's reliability you can count on. We promise you we'll never take it for granted. RG&E, always at your service.
right now, an eating machine may be destroying your lawn. Meet the grub.
Oh, am I hungry? I'm starving. I'm gonna eat the whole yard.
Now there's Bayer Advance season-long grub control with Merit. It's specially designed to kill the grub's appetite. And it's guaranteed to kill more grubs all season long.
I ain't hungry no more.
Get the grub before the grub gets your lawn. From Bayer Advanced, where better thinking always gives you better results. Your lawn is being taken over by dandelions and crabgrass.
Help!
With Weed Be Gone, one product gets lawn weeds like dandelions.
But not the crabgrass.
The other one kills crabgrass.
But not the lawn weeds. There's gotta be a better way.
Bayer Advanced All-in-One Weed Killer. It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass in just one easy step. And it won't harm your lawn.
Two kinds of weeds, one simple solution.
From Bayer Advanced, where better thinking always gives you better results.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Online, WHAM1180.com. On the air, it's News Radio 1180, WHAM Rochester.
A Clear Channel radio station.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick. DNA tests are being conducted on samples from a body believed to be that of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. If the determination is made, prosecutors may have more evidence against the alleged ringleader in the Pearl case. CBS News correspondent Lee Cowan is in Islamabad.
Attorneys in the high-profile trial of Sheikh Omar Saeed won't comment on what may happen to the case if a body found yesterday is indeed that of Daniel Pearl. Officially, investigators say they're waiting for DNA and dental records before saying anything. But privately, most agree the body couldn't be anyone else. Saeed is the alleged mastermind behind Pearl's execution. He could get the death penalty if convicted. Lee Cowan, CBS News, Islamabad.
The World Health Organization is postponing the planned destruction of the world's last remaining stocks of smallpox virus. It will be used instead to help develop vaccines against bioterrorism. Hoping to make it a little harder for foreign terrorists to operate in the U.S., some are calling for a national system to verify driver's licenses. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has that story.
The ability of the September 11th hijackers to get fake IDs spurred states to shore up a broken system. The American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators says that since then, 30 states have tightened requirements for obtaining driver's licenses. Its president, Linda Lewis, wants an interstate network for checking licenses.
There is not the capability now to query the entire system on a national basis.
Her group stopped short of proposing a national ID program, an idea civil libertarians criticize as an invasion of privacy. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Thousands of cheering children wish the Pope happy birthday today. Pope John Paul turned 82. In failing health, he read only a few lines from a two-page speech. His aide read the rest. Britain's food watchdog group has now backed up claims by Swedish researchers that fried goodies like potato chips may contain a substance that causes cancer. That leaves British shoppers wondering whether to avoid the snack food aisle at the grocery store.
Where do you even start as a mother, as the main shopper in any family? You want to know what's going to be the best for your child.
I mean, I'm getting old. I'm old, but if you're worried about everything, you wouldn't eat nothing.
The Swedish study found that acrylamide forms in high concentrations when carbohydrate-rich foods are fried or even baked. Two University of Michigan football players were shot early this morning. Doug Kirsch of WXYT has details from Ann Arbor.
Marcus Curry and Carl Diggs, both shot. Carl Diggs has been released from University Hospital. Non-life-threatening injuries. Marcus Curry also with non-life-threatening injuries. Suspects in the shooting fled the scene. It was at an off-campus park.
In Baltimore, Reverend Maurice Blackwell was released from a hospital today. He was shot on Monday, allegedly by a man who claimed Blackwell had molested him years ago. This is CBS News.
The name of my company is Cramming for Vinyls. We're small. It's just me, Eddie.
Hey.
4 days a week. Courtney.
Hello.
That's not a real name. And 44,000 selections of music at its very best. 60s, 70s, early 80s, and all vinyl. It's mostly hard to get stuff, so I have to send orders all over the country. Places I never even heard of. Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania. Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. I'm not making this stuff up. So I send them priority mail from the U.S. Postal Service. No matter where they're headed, they'll be in my customers' hands and on their turntables in an average of 2 to 3 days, and for a lot less. The thing about priority mail is it's honest. It's there for you. It's not going to break your heart. It's like vinyl.
Satisfaction.
brought to you by the United States Postal Service. To learn more about Priority Mail, visit www.usps.com.
No CDs, no DVDs, no books on tape. Vinyl.
Good afternoon at 104. I'm Rob Linton with the WHAM News Update. Rochester City School Board members are voting today on their budget for next year. The district has to close a gap of over $40 million. Board members say today's vote is needed so they can send over an official document to City Hall for approval. Waking up with an extra $175,000, that's what's happened to six New Yorkers this morning. It's all part of the state's new Mega Millions lottery game. Director, Marco DeFrancisco, says that the grand prize winner is somewhere in Illinois who will be taking home $27 million. Higher taxes and cuts in city services, that's the bottom line as Rochester City officials unveiled their budget plan yesterday. Mayor Bill Johnson anticipates a $25 million shortfall. He says some 80 city positions have been eliminated. There'd be no more Sunday hours at library branches, and the Easy Rider shuttle service would be suspended. Those were just some of the proposed cuts announced by the mayor and his staff. Mother Nature is certainly not cooperating with the events like the Lilac Festival. Temperatures will plummet into the 30s tonight, creating some snow showers in some areas. The snow was already flying south of Rochester this morning. Meteorologist Josh Nichols says a cold air front will move out of the area by Tuesday, bringing some warmer temperatures finally. We'll have a check of his radar weather next. WHAM News Time is now 105.
News, weather, traffic, and sports, all before you go to work. Beth and Chet and the WHAM Morning News, weekdays on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
This weekend, go for the ultimate spin.
We're going to go see Spider-Man.
I'll be going for a spin at Cortez Ford.
It's more Spider-Mania.
Hundreds of new Fords and used vehicles caught in a web of savings.
Go for a spin in a new 2002 Taurus with air, power windows, and locks. Just $14,999. New Rangers with four-wheel ABS and cruise control. Just $97.49.
Yo, did the Spider guy use his superpowers to lower these prices or what?
No, it was Johnny Cortez, and all he used was a marker.
Choose from a huge selection of used vehicles, all makes, all models, all marked down. Some starting at just
$49.90.
More Spider-Mania at Cortez Ford. Hundreds of vehicles caught in a web of savings.
Go for a spin in a new 02 Taurus, just $14,999. Rangers, just $97.49. Even used cars starting at just $49.90. Cortez Ford, 2500 West Henrietta Road.
Where every day is a deal.
With approved credit, prices plus tax, tag, and fees. Dealer retains all rebates. Celebrity voices are parodies and not endorsements. See Saturday's Democrat for details.
Sears Auto Center has fantastic employment opportunities for you right now. If you're interested in joining our mechanical team, apply in person or call 1-888-434-4JOB for more information.
Here's WHAM's radar weather for Rochester and Western New York. For the rest of this afternoon, blustery cool. There could be a couple of breaks of sunshine from time to time. The high only 42 to 47. Overnight tonight, freeze warnings in effect, especially away from the immediate lakeshore. It'll be clearing. The overnight low temperature down right around 32 degrees, mid-30s near the lakeside. And for tomorrow, unseasonably chilly with more clouds and sun and a shower or two. The high near 50, cloudy and cool for Monday with showers. The high 50 to 55. This is WHAM meteorologist Josh Nichols.
Nothing showing up and in studio Rochester radar from News Source 13. Right now downtown, overcast skies and 44 degrees. More sound bites live from the Lilac Festival coming up next. I'm Rob Linton on Rochester's News Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
We are back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we are at the Beautiful Lilac Festival. But before we get back to the phones, we have announcements, Dave.
Yeah, we got a few CDs to pass out to the folks that are thinking about getting married or starting to plan a wedding. Our friends over at Visual Horizons have sent down some CDs that if you'd like to pick up the CD, it'll plan everything for your wedding, from the shower invitations to the thank you notes to the candy wrappers, and it's all on one CD. It looks fantastic. Come on down and check it out. We are giving them away, but you gotta come on down.
You know, there's actually like like blue stuff up there.
It's, I think it's called
sky.
Sun.
Yeah, it's sky. There's a big white ball up there. It's kind of interesting out here today. You should be out here with us. It's a good 75 degrees out here. We're all warm and comfortable. We're all dancing naked in the streets. Before we get back to the phone, well, all right, don't come down for that because that's ugly. But before we get back to the phones, we want to talk a little bit about the website and about stuff you'll find on the web.
It's looking great.
As you know, every week we have a poll. You can get to our website through the Wham website, wham1180.com. We are at soundbites.org, and Francis wants me to remind everybody it's soundbites with a Y. We put a poll up every week. Last week's poll, which I had here just a moment ago and now have completely lost. Thank you so much. There it is. I found it.
We're yeah, professional.
Don't try this at home because it's probably way too warm. I cannot move my fingers to pick up this sheet of paper. Here we go. Last week's, thank you, last week's poll was, does the Soundbites crew give the correct answer? We want to thank the doctor,
who,
for giving us this poll, and we were crazy enough to put it up. We had 172 of you voting, and we'd like to thank each and every one of you who voted. The 70% of you said most of the time, thank you. 18% of you, who apparently are not listening correctly, said all of the time. 8% some of the time, 2% never. I hate each and every one of you.
That was me.
That was you. And 2% said rarely. So apparently we fooled over 88% of you into thinking we do this pretty well over here. So thank you all for voting. This week's poll is a little different. I want to thank Mr. Mark Del Monte for giving us this this poll idea. It is, what is your monitor resolution? You know, as those of us age gracefully and charmingly and sensuously, we find that our eyes actually are getting old. So we're interested in knowing what your monitor resolutions are. And, of course, the choices are 640 by 480, 800 by 600, 1024 by 768, 1280 by 1024, and for you Mac and Linux users, other. So please vote on the website. It's soundbites.org.
But we got some other great news.
Yeah, we have a couple of other interesting things. If you go there, you'll see our announcements. We have a Soundbites store up now. I know you've wanted to do this forever, buy lots of exciting Soundbites paraphernalia. We have t-shirts. We have baby doll shirts. We have tank tops. We have golf shirts. We have boxer shorts. We have baseball caps and mugs and visors and root beer mugs and...
Yes, politically correct.
Travel mugs and coasters and tote bags and mouse pads and everything you could possibly ever want for Soundbites. And that's listed on our website, just above where we list the address for the archive. So if you're interested in the store, you'll want to go to soundbites.org and click on the link for the store. We have partnered with cafepress.com to bring you some great merchandise at a dang decent price. And Dave's logo is up on every one of those items. Proudly proclaim your love for this show. Let's see, was there anything else mentioned?
Let's see. Was there something else we were working at?
Something slipped by there a second ago.
No, did I? What?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, now I remember. Yeah, the archives are up. Okay, we're going back to the... No, for a long time now, you folks have been asking for archives on Soundbites, and we are proud, delighted, and honored to say that they are up. The site is being hosted by the Rochester Institute of Technology's College of Business. They were kind enough to give us a huge pipe to the internet.
Do they know?
Yes, they do.
They do now.
If they didn't know before, they know now, but they did. I wasn't planning on hiding it from them. It just hadn't really come up in conversation yet. No, they do know that it's there. I did ask the associate dean before I put the machine online. Barely. And it's up there now, so if you want to hear the old shows, we want to thank there's a list of the folks who actually donated. MJE gave us all the shows from December 1st when we started on Wham up till today. A lots of folks have been kind and generous enough to give us donations. We still need them. That machine is not really... There are some borrowed parts in there, let's say, so we could use a few more donations.
We still
to
need some more money.
Up and running, but it is running right now, so if you want to go to the site, go to soundbites.org and head down to the announcements in the middle right side. You'll see the link to the store, and under it to the link to the archive. So there, not only can you download them, you can stream them, and you can stream a live, continuous stream of all the shows. So there's nothing there that can't make you a happy person one way or the other.
So if you can't get to listen to the show when we're live on the air, and why not, at least you still can listen to the show afterwards.
Of course, if you can't listen to the show live, you don't know they're up there yet. But yes, the archives are up there. Start passing the words. Argyle, you can start printing those bumper stickers that say, thank you, Jeff Howlett. Again, the current show won't go up for almost a week until, you know, after the show is up. After the show is over, it'll go up the next week. But it will go up. The archives will be available. And now, finally, I think we can go back to the phones.
And we're going to go to Dan in Pittsburgh.
Dan, thank you for your patience. What's your question?
Well, I probably should be out with you guys in the sunny Lilac Festival.
Dan, we're just resting here, sweating. I'm sweating. I need more liquids. Go ahead. What's your question?
Food wafting in.
Okay, just imagine. I have a kind of a general question. It's not the problem that I have. Well, actually, it is. I have a laptop, an old one, and when I type on the keyboard, every once in a while, the cursor will jump to the wrong line or, you know, completely different area. And I thought, well, you know, just kind of a shoddy keyboard or something. It's getting old. But the interesting thing is that a friend of mine bought a new machine, a new laptop, same problem, traded it, you know, got rid of it, got another one, same problem. How common is that?
What type of pointing device do you have? The trackpad or the track point or the mouse or the rollerball?
Yeah, in my case...
Is it the little eraser in the middle of the keyboard or is it the pad at the bottom?
No, it's a pad at the bottom.
That's actually quite common with the pad at the bottom. The way the laptops are situated, when you're typing with your four fingers on the keyboard, quite often your thumb will nick the trackpad accidentally, and the computer sees that as, oh, they want to move the cursor, so they jump the cursor to where your thumb hit the trackpad.
A second thing that could be happening is if you are indeed resting the pads of your hands, the palms of your hands on the thing, that's A, very bad for you when you're typing. That's one of the big causes of carpal tunnel.
Interesting.
And B, if you are exerting too much pressure on the top of the case, that also gets interpreted as a mouse movement.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and some folks quite often will turn that whole pad system off and just use a regular, you know, like a PS2 or a USB mouse off the side of the system, and they find it a lot easier.
Well, I thought it was the keyboard, and so I plugged in an office keyboard for some serious typing, and of course I don't have the problem because my hands aren't near the trackpad there.
Exactly, and the third thing, it can be a static.
Yeah, I suppose.
Depending on where you are and where you're working, particularly those of us who shuffle our feet while we're working, or, you know, all you have to do is scrunch around a little while you're working, generate a little static, and bang, there you are.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Our next caller
is Ron from Rochester. Go ahead, Ron.
What's your question?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a privacy security question for you.
Yes. Yesterday
I went to the Alta Vista search engine, clicked on their maps button, and typed an address in, which took me to MapQuest. Then at the MapQuest website, I wanted driving directions, and it asked me for a starting point. And I put in Rochester, New York, and the zip code, and that's all I put in. And much to my surprise, the directions came back, and it knew my street address and gave me directions exactly from my house.
Yeah, have you looked up in the ceiling and seen that little camera that's there? Because we're watching you right now.
I was looking around, and
we know what you're doing.
What happens is, when you go to MapQuest, unless you specifically have turned off cookies or turned on warnings of cookies, when you go to MapQuest, one of the things it does is put a cookie on your website with the starting address that you entered the last time you used it. And if you enter a part of that same address but don't fill in the address, it does that as a public service. It fills in the rest for you. So if you were to delete your cookies, and in particular that cookie, the next time you went back, it would complain and say, Rochester, New York is not enough of a starting point, thanks.
Or it centers on the center of the zip code. We couldn't find the starting address, so we centered on the town center.
Right, but in general, since you've already had entered your address and didn't delete the cookies, that's what would happen.
Well, I would understand that, but I delete my cookies on a daily basis. So I don't think, and I've never been to that MapQuest website on that machine before, and so I never had the opportunity to put my full address.
Which web browser are you using?
IE 5.5.
There's a feature in IE called autofill where you can put in your name, address, phone number, etc., and it fills out forms automatically for you. It may be that the map site was able to look at that information, which theoretically it shouldn't do unless
yeah,
you
have
no,
it.
Who knows it, nowadays? No, that's wide open information.
Well, is that autofill by default turned on?
Yes, it is. And in addition, of course, because Microsoft products are also integrated together, it is possible that if you have your name, address, phone number, etc., in, for example, the registration for Office or some such thing, that it can pick it out of there, too.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been informed then. I was quite surprised when that happened to me, because I thought I'd been security conscious. But
no, the reality is if you put your information anywhere in a computer, somebody can get at it whether you like it or not. It's just nobody's really been concerned about security until very recently. And, of course, now there's that dichotomy between securing the customer, who nobody really cares about, and making stuff available to advertisers who everybody cares about.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you. As far as the totem pole goes, you are not the bottom rung. You are the ground underneath it. Our next caller, Jeff. No, we're not. You know what? I like Jeff, but I think we're going to make Jeff hold on.
We got to take a break.
We're going to take a break. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and everybody at the beautiful Lilac Festival on 1180 WHAM.
Hi, I'm Jeff Least, president of MicroWorks Computers, where our motto is old-fashioned service for a high-tech world. Old-fashioned in the way we greet you and how a live person answers your call. Old-fashioned by having long-term, knowledgeable employees who won't talk over your head. Old-fashioned by realizing that we need to exceed your expectations every time you do business with us. Judging from our repeat and referral customers during our 8 years in business, I think we've been successful in meeting those goals and growing into a multi-million dollar company. MicroWorks offers a large selection of in-stock parts, including Rochester's largest supply of cables and hard-to-find parts. We custom-build systems, servers, and bare bones for business and home. We offer repairs including notebook repairs, virus removal, and data recovery. And we have outside technicians for network administration and other repairs. So give us a call at 271-0050 or stop by our store, conveniently located just off 490 at 793 South Goodman Street, or visit our website at microworks.com.
Hello, I'm Instructor DDBG. Welcome to Business Acronym 101. Let's see what you know. CEO?
I know.
Oh. Yes, you in the back.
Chief Executive Officer.
MBA.
Master of Business Administration.
MBD.
No big deal.
COW.
Can of worms.
Oh, very good. UTC.
Up the creek.
CPR.
Cardiopulmonary resuscitation.
AED. AED. As an automated external defibrillator. As an amazing little device that restarts the heart within seconds. As in a must-have for every workplace. Because CPR plus AED actually saves lives. Call the American Red Cross today to learn more and to sign up for CPR and AED training as in ASAP.
As soon as possible.
Make sure your workplace has an AED on site and people trained to use it. Call the Red Cross today to sign up for one of our many health and safety programs, from standard first aid to CPR and AED training. 241-4455, the Greater Rochester Chapter of the American Red Cross.
For your community, for your life.
There's nothing like it. The freedom, the confidence, that calm feeling that comes from knowing where the road is taking you. This is what it feels like when you have a well-designed retirement plan. M&T Investment Group can help you get there. We know how important it is to maintain a comfortable lifestyle after you retire. And if you think Social Security is enough, think again. Today, you have to take advantage of every retirement resource available to you. That's where our experienced representatives can help. With a wide range of world-class solutions tailored to you, we'll help you to be prepared when you're ready to retire. M&T Investment Group. You can get there from here. Stop by any M&T branch today. Brokerage services are provided by M&T Securities, Inc., member SIPC, a subsidiary of M&T Bank and member M&T Investment Group. Investments are not FDIC insured, have no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Hi, Beth Adams here. I'd like you to dust off your walking shoes and join us for Spikes Hike 2002, Saturday, May 25th at Frontier Field. Spikes will join over 1,000 walkers from around Rochester to raise money for Monroe County Special Olympics. You can also participate in the Spikes Hike Incentive Program and raise funds for the Special Olympics along with your nonprofit organization. For more information, call Monroe County Special Olympics 586-7400 or pick up a brochure at all area Wegmans stores.
America's longest-running computer radio show is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Yes, it is I, the fresh frozen Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we're sitting here with Walt Disney. And I'm sorry, we're sitting here at the magnificent Lilac Festival. The good news is that next week, when it's 80 degrees on Saturday, we'll be in the studio. We want to invite you down here to freeze to death with us because we hate to go alone here at the Lilac Festival. Lots of people are actually here now. The music is blaring, the people are here, the food is good. It's a magnificent day at the Lilac Festival. And if you're missing out on it, you're way too stinking warm. We're going to go back to the phones now. Who's our next call?
We got Jeff from Farmington.
Jeff, what's your question?
Hi, guys. I'm running IE5.5, and I can get onto the internet to just get my mail. When I try to bring up a web page, all I get is what web page is unavailable. I just get that blank web page thing, and that's it.
Okay, how do you get to the internet?
It's a dial-up.
And your mail works fine and
mail
in the
works,
same
yeah, mail
session?
Mail works fine. If I try and view any web page, I can't see any web page at all. If I try and ping the that web page, on the ping, it comes back as unreachable.
Now, when you are doing the ping, are you putting in the IP address or the name?
I'm putting in the name.
Uh-huh. What it sounds like has happened is that in your setup for your system, for the dial-up,
uh-huh,
you can get from the, if you're running a DHCP type connection when you log in, you can get from the vendor all the information that's required to get out to the net.
Right.
Some of them don't send that. They expect you to type into your setup things like the gateway. And unless you and the domain name servers, and unless you have typed those into your dial-up setup, you cannot get anywhere except to the mail server because they probably set that up by IP address.
The other thing you can try is to go to the website of your internet provider.
Using somebody else's computer, of course.
Well, and no, on your own computer, if you can
that
get
ought to work.
If you can get to the local provider's website and that works okay,
I can't get to any website at all. I use Frontier as a dial-up and I can't even get to their website.
Well, Frontier redirects you to somebody else now.
Yeah. They were using InfoSpace as their redirect.
Yeah, listen, when you signed up for them, they should have sent you directions on how to set up your antivirus software. And not your antivirus software, your dial-up software.
Correct.
Check to see that nothing has changed.
You mentioned antivirus. Do you have a personal firewall running?
No, there's no firewall running.
Okay.
I thought maybe that I had a spyware or something like that was running in the background.
No, that would send you to a different web page, but it certainly wouldn't send you to no web page. So it sounds like what's happened is that either your dial-up networking setup has become corrupted.
Well, I've gone in, taken dial-up adapter out and TCP/IP out,
right,
had them reinstall and set everything back up again, and I'm still getting the same thing.
But when you set it up again, did you put in all the information that Frontier sent you?
Yes, I put in the DNSs.
And the gateway.
And the gateways, and I've been on the phone with them this morning, for about 45 minutes, and they had no clue.
Did you verify that the DNSs you have are the same ones they had? Because Frontier and Global Crossing and all that stuff, they've been changing their addresses.
They gave me the DNS numbers.
Okay,
You might want to try deleting your dial-up networking icon.
Yeah, I did that.
Okay, not just in the
instead
control.
Of going with those, what about just using straight just telling it to auto-find in your setup? Instead of using those TCP/IP addresses, just tell it...
I did that. It was set up that way before. And then when I talked to them...
One other thing I would suggest you try doing is deleting your WinSock 32, rename it, and reinstall it. If you're running Windows 98,
yeah,
you can go to the run command and type SFC. Stands for System File Checker. Have it go into the CAM files and extract the winsock32.dll file again and see if that helps.
That may have been corrupted.
Winsock32.dll?
You got it.
Okay, I'll try that. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. We're going to take another break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, the Iceman, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
This is the final straw.
You're out of your freaking mind.
All right, I'll be quiet.
Stoop.
You can't see it.
I've had it.
Eric Dickerson is out.
I'm not dealing with that subject again.
You're a complete jackass.
You can't touch it.
It was warped or sick.
I did get my shot, so I should be okay.
Idiotic.
But you sure can feel it.
You are interrupting me.
They tell the old witch it's her daughter who's getting pregnant.
The one radio station you can feel.
Don't let your babies grow up to be defense lawyers.
News Radio 1180.
Get a grip.
WHAM.
How do successful business people stay successful? By always looking for ways to serve their customers better. That's why Gene Mazzola from Mazzola Insurance turned to Roadrunner Business Class.
Our whole claim to fame at Mazzola Insurance is the ability to provide quotes at a very, very fast rate. Roadrunner helps us do this. We're growing so quickly because of Roadrunner.
Mazzola Insurance switched to Roadrunner Business Class, and they're glad they did.
I heard that Roadrunner Business Service was so good from all of the people that I do business with that that's where we went, and we're very satisfied.
Now, you know, with Roadrunner Business Class, you can get help from a real live person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Gene, what about cost?
One of the important things about running a business is that you've got to run a tight ship. Roadrunner Business Class service, and it's very reasonable cost, fits right within our budget.
Why don't you get connected to Roadrunner Business Class today? Call 1-866-756-FAST.
Roadrunner really does its job. Roadrunner gives us the edge over our competition.
We at Subaru would like to ask our Subaru Outback drivers to go easy on SUV drivers. They're having a tough time of it. Like drivers of the Ford Explorer. I know people are talking about what superior cornering and stability in a turn you get in the Subaru Outback. are folks in the Jeep Grand Cherokee. They hear the whispers about the superior mileage of the Outback. Hey, it's tough for those SUV drivers to constantly hear about the all-wheel drive Subaru Outback and its superior mileage, etc., etc. So if you drive an Outback, please mind the feelings of SUV drivers, especially those in the Lexus RX 300. They're actually kind of proud of their handling. Subaru Outback, still the world's first sport utility wagon.
For a great deal on a new Outback, see your local New York Subaru dealer and tell them Paul Hogan sent you.
EPA estimates for the 2002 Outback automatic transmission are 22 miles per gallon city and 27 miles per gallon highway. Testing claims based on USAC certified lateral acceleration and evasive lane change tests.
He's boy genius, Prince Charming, and Joe Football, all trapped in the body of a fourth grader who happens to live in your house and happens to be named after your father. Maybe you're just a tiny bit biased. Maybe you're just a parent who wants the best for your child. Like Tyson, we're chicken, quality chicken that's all natural with no additives and minimal processing. Tyson, it's what your family deserves.
Hi,
hi, ready for tennis?
Your arthritis is acting up again.
Use an ordinary pain rub on your arthritis and everyone knows it.
You can tell. We can tell.
Oh. Next time, try odor-free aspirin cream instead. When used as directed, you get hours of clinically proven pain relief nobody knows about but you.
Hi, Linda. I see your arthritis is feeling better.
Just watch me play and see how much better. Aspirin-free aspirin cream. Arthritis pain relief nobody knows about but you.
This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we're here at the Winter Olympics at the Lilac Festival and having a great time here. It's the downhill should be starting any moment now. So if you're out there wondering if you should be coming to the Lilac Festival, no. Yes, you should. It really is a great day out here as long as you keep moving. Those of us who are tied down to microphones are freezing to death, but the people walking around are happy and smiling and having a great time for themselves. We are taking your calls, and our next caller
couldn't have been any better. Vito from Chile, Chile.
Vito, ¿cómo está?
Chilly out here. Thanks for taking my call.
Chilly out here, too.
Thanks for taking my call. It's pretty chilly, as you said.
Yes, it is. What's your question?
I have two questions. One is a contribution, I think, maybe. Last week, you had a caller, I think her name was Linda, who made a CD of JPEGs and could only open the most recent session.
Right.
Well, in Windows 98, at least in what I'm using with Nero, if you go to my computer and right mouse click on the CD-ROM drive with the CD in it, of course, and then right click on properties in the pull-down menu, and then left click on volume tab, you have the choice of selecting any one of the multi-sessions that are listed there.
And excellent!
If you select one and apply, and then say okay, the next time you open that CD, you'll be able to play that multi-session.
That might work. Heard to her.
Yeah, really.
God bless you, Vito. That's a great thing.
Thank
I had
you.
No idea it did that. Thank you so much.
Okay, here's my question now.
No, forget it now. We're done now. Oh, no, go ahead. Yeah.
I'm looking at putting in a USB 2.0 PCI card in. However, most of the companies, practically all the companies, will only work with a Windows 98 SE. And I'm using Windows 98. So my question is, if I have Windows 98 and I purchase a Windows 98 SE update, will that get me to Windows 98 SE?
Yes, it will. That's what the upgrade is. It's to take you to a second edition.
Okay, so they tell me I need the open host controller interface in order to use this PCI card that'll get me the USB and even the FireWire capability.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, guys.
You're welcome. Good luck. And next, we're going to Keith from Farmington.
Keith,
go ahead, Keith.
Welcome.
Nick, how you doing?
Peachy, how are you?
I'd be great if I didn't have to call you guys.
Sure, but at least you're warm while you're calling. What's your... Oh, my golly, Ned, the wind just came through at 110 below. What's your question?
I got a question. I've had a lot of little rinky-dink problems with this computer I got, but I've straightened them out, except for one now. I got a folder that I would store all my documents from Microsoft Works, okay? And when I went into the folder, it had all the little icons in front of it. I'd click on the file within the folder. The file would open within Microsoft Works.
Sure.
But now I had to restart the computer. Yesterday I had a problem with a printer, you know, same old constant crapola. And now I have all these other little icons in front of my files. And I can't open them just by clicking them. I got to go to Microsoft Works and go open up the file in the folder. And then when I save it, it doesn't have the new Microsoft icon that used to be within or used to be in front of the files.
What happens when you try to double-click them in the desktop?
It says I'm trying to open it with Microsoft XE, which when I first set it up, you know, when you right-click open, but I can't change it.
That's, yeah, what Dave mentioned is that somehow your file associations got confused. If you left-click on a file and then hold the shift key down and right-click on the same file, you'll get a new command that says open with. In that open with command, you want to pick Microsoft Works again. It gives you a list of applications.
Oh, okay, yeah, there it is, open with.
At the bottom of that dialog box, there's a checkbox that says always open this type of file with this application.
Okay.
And that will reassociate those files back to Microsoft Word.
That's what I couldn't find the open with.
Yeah, it only happens when you left click and then shift right click.
Steve, maybe you should do up a write up and then we can put it up on the website for folks. That's a problem that we run into quite a bit, and we can post it off on the right hand side of our
on the frequently asked questions.
Yeah.
Hey, my question is, what are you still there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you there? Hello?
I think we might have lost.
I think we missed him. Who's next?
All right, next we go to John in Rochester.
John, what's your question?
Yes, I'm running Windows 98 SE and have a peculiar problem that I'm trying to solve. Actually, started a few days ago. It's a family computer. My kids are in it quite a bit. And occasionally
that's your problem.
Probably. They download some stuff from time to time. Anyway, the first symptom that I saw was that all the settings on my Netscape mail it was messed up so that it was not being able to contact the server correctly. And I fixed that, and I think there were some other problems. Also, I have Juno, which we use as well, and some of the settings where I think were goofed up there. And once I fixed that, then what I noticed was when I opened my computer that the display there was much different than it had been. And I think all the windows initially were affected. I played around a little bit and got most of them back to what they were previously, which is a kind of a web page type look, I guess they call it, where it has some information around along the top about the file. And then typically there would be some comments on the left-hand side, and then your information would be on the right-hand side. What's happened in a number of the windows, my computer and then some of them associated with it, like control panel and that, you have the information around the top, but then there's a big section where where there's room for text, and all the icons are pushed down. Now, what's also interesting is in my computer, when I click on one of the drives, or any of the other folders there, control panel, printers, etc., what happens is, at least for the drives, it goes to a display where it shows the information about the drive and then the pie chart, but it's really huge, and it then pushes the icons down even further to where they're almost not visible in the window, at least the size I have it set to. Then if you the arrows, the back and forth and the forward arrows on the window, they're both grayed out. And until you click again on one of the drives, it stays that way. And then once you click on the drive, it'll go to the drive. The drive then displays it the way that it should. And if you, then the back arrow is then
active.
And if you click on it, you go all the way back to my
computer. Yeah, well, okay, what it sounds like is happening here, the couple of different problems. The first problem sounds a lot like, well, what it sounds like has happened is that some of your preferences got corrupted, and maybe even the drivers for Explorer itself.
Yeah, I do get warning messages every so often, when typically it seems to be when I'm getting out of Netscape, that it talks about a problem with Explorer and it crashes the active desktop.
Yes, it's exactly what it is. It's a corrupted Explorer. What you need to do is reinstall Windows over itself. When you go to install Windows, you have a choice of a brand new installation or reinstalling. The theory is that reinstalling won't lose any of your settings, but will fix it. What version of Windows are you running?
98 SE.
In that case, you can go to the Run menu, go to the Start button, click Run, and type in SFC for System File Checker. System File Checker will go through your system and check all of the files. If some of the Explorer-type files are corrupted, it will fix them for you.
I did that, and it didn't come back with anything. It didn't find any errors or anything.
Then in that case, you need to do that reinstall.
Okay.
That'll do it.
All right. Thank you very much.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you on Soundbites 1180 WHAN.
Want a better job? Easy. Just open up the classified section or go online. Look at all those jobs. Hundreds of jobs. You don't like the jobs you qualify for? And you don't qualify for the jobs you like? Well, then maybe you need to stop dreaming and start doing something about it. Come to Element K Business School, and we'll get you ready for some of the most in-demand jobs there are. IT systems administrator, computer programmer, web designer, office manager, executive secretary, bookkeeper, customer service representative. We'll help with one-on-one mentoring and even job placement assistance when you're finished with your education. And if money's a problem, Element K can also help with the financing. Call Element K Business School for more information. Call 240-7400 today or visit elementkcenter.com for the full story. Element K Business School. Real education. Real opportunities.
Hi, this is Joanne.
And Steve from the historic Phelps Hotel restaurant. We've been talking so much about our great food that we haven't even mentioned the fact that we also have a great party facility.
Whether you're planning a wedding, rehearsal dinner, anniversary party, retirement party, shower, you name it, we do it. We have two elegant, beautifully decorated private party rooms, and of course, we offer a wonderful selection of meals for either sit-down or buffet-style serving, complete with hors d'oeuvre choices and a stunning array of decadent desserts, all made fresh by our own chef, Peter.
There's no better way to make your special occasion memorable than to have it in the casual yet elegant ambiance of the historic Phelps Hotel restaurant. It's an easy drive from Rochester, and we'll make it well worth the trip.
Just call 315-548-5200, and we'll be happy to mail or fax you our party menus. Plan your next social gathering at the historic Phelps Hotel restaurant. Call 315-548-5200 for more information.
Need a break from the typical car dealer hype?
Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
You'll find it at Jim Barnard Chevrolet in Churchville. I'm Alan Barnard. My father Jim started Jim Barnard Chevrolet in 1972. And now my brother Andy and I are working hard every day to keep the great reputation he built. We've served families like yours for 30 years. So if you're looking for the best deals on a new or used car, truck, van, or SUV,
Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
We've been here for 30 years and we'll be there. Jim Barnard Chevrolet, Buffalo Road, Churchville. Want to save money on a new Chevy without the hassle?
Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
Come to Jim Barnard Chevrolet's easy as 1, 2, 3, plus 5 sale. GM has challenged us to sell 120 vehicles this month, so you'll get our deepest discounts of the year and $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 rebates on every new 2002 Chevy in stock, plus $500 bonus cash on select new Chevy vans. So forget the big dealer hassles.
Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
The best place to buy a new Chevy is Jim Barnard Chevrolet, Buffalo Road, Churchville.
If I won millions of dollars playing Mega Millions, I'd take a trip to Port St. Lucie and visit my Aunt Viv.
You are not a Mega Man. A Mega Man would buy Port St. Lucie and make your Aunt Viv queen of Port St. Lucie. In fact, you wouldn't call it Port St. Lucie at all. You'd call it Aunt Viv Town, and all those who live there would worship Aunt Viv because you pay them to.
If I win Mega Millions, I would drive past my ex-boyfriend's house and just smile.
You are not a Mega Woman. A Mega Woman would buy the house next door to his and buy the company he works for and the gym he goes to, so he would always be reminded how stupid he was for dumping a Mega Woman. Be a Mega Man. Be a Mega Woman. Play Mega Millions from the New York Lottery. With a jackpot so big, you're just going to have to dream bigger.
Catch the official Mega Millions drawings every Tuesday and Friday night live at 11 p.m. on WOKR News Source 13. Watch the winning numbers as they come up. With jackpots so big, you're just going to have to dream bigger.
Is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
It's true, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And he's Steve Ray.
I'm Steve Ray. My wife is
banging. And we're here at the finish line of the Iditarod. I mean, we're here at the Lilac Festival having a wonderful time in the sunshine with all the people and all the penguins. And
with the ice skaters going by.
Polar bears. And it's kind of festive with all the icicles hanging from the trees and stuff. Who's our next caller?
We got Trimble from Brighton.
Art? Is it Art Trimble or is it just a Trimble person?
How you doing, guys?
Good, Art. How
hey,
are you?
Hey, Art.
Hey, I thought I'd let you know, Nick, it worked. Installing another copy of WordPerfect cured the problem.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for your help.
Our pleasure. Thank you. Yet another satisfied customer. And we're going to our next caller.
Is Barb on a cell phone, hopefully pulled over?
Barb, you're not driving, are you?
I'm in a parking lot.
That's what I like to hear. Is the heater running?
No. But I wish it was. You know, I forgot my coat.
Yeah, see? What's up, Barb?
You know, these Winter Olympics are cold.
The ice skaters are next. Be calm.
Oh, okay. We'll be in an arena then. What I wanted to do is the person two ago about the making Windows at 98 SE.
Yeah?
All right. I've got all kinds of technical problems because my computer at work is 98. My computer is 98 SE, and I can't go from one to the other. But that's not my problem. My problem is I bought the update, and
okay.
it says 95, and anything before that doesn't say I can put it on at 98, can I?
Is it the 98 SE update?
Yeah.
Yeah, then you should be able to do it.
So what there was
is Mike. It doesn't say 98 on there.
Right. Microsoft had a separate disk they sold for a while that was just the 98 to 98 SE update, and it was like $20, and they stopped selling it. So the full 98 SE update was intended for 95, but it will still work with the original 98.
I'm putting this on my
computer where all my office stuff is.
Okay, one question, though. How much memory is in this machine, Barb?
I couldn't tell you right now. I'd have to be at the office.
Okay, because if it's running Windows 98 right now, yes, you can go ahead and put the 98 SE upgrade, and it should run with no problem.
Okay. Can I tell the guy where I found it?
Yeah, sure. Are there any stores that have any left? That's the big question.
Yeah, somebody,
I got it at Walmart.
Great, super. Yeah, go for
and
it.
And there was another one there. So I just wanted
excellent.
That guy in case he couldn't find it.
Excellent. So everybody who isn't yet at the Lilac Festival, head out to Walmart and pick up that last copy of 98 SE.
Well, I didn't want to ruin my office computer. That's why I wanted to call you.
No, you should be fine.
Because I had bought a zip drive. And it
yep.
won't go from my computer to their computer because the one's only got 98 and mine's got 98 SE. They don't like talking to each other.
That should make no difference to the zip drive.
Yeah, for the zip drive, it should make no difference.
The only
and
thing
that's
that would
what they
make
told me.
No. The only thing that would now does the zip drive work? If you put a disk in the one, it works. If you put a disk in the other, it works. That you just can't move them back and forth.
That's what I wanted to do, and they told me I needed a I needed to have the same operating system.
No.
Why won't it load into the one it works on?
Well, listen to me a second here now. If you put a disk in the one at home, it works in the one at home, yes?
Yes.
If you put a disk in the one at work, it works in the one at work, yes?
Yes. It's actually the same machine. I just take it back and forth.
The same zip drive?
Yeah. I just take it back and forth.
And yet, any disk that you write at work won't read at home?
It might read at home, but I know it doesn't read from the SE to the 98.
Now, wait a minute. What software are you trying to read versus the office versus home?
I guess I'm not understanding. Oh,
okay, what I'm saying...
I got it. QuickBooks.
Okay, are they the same version of QuickBooks that you have at the office versus home?
Yes, it is.
Can you see the drive? If you put the disk in at work, can you see the files on it, or is that where the problem lies?
I haven't done it in a while because I've been trying to wait till I could upgrade it.
Sure.
It's not right in the box. It's like in between.
Because I'm thinking if you can see, you should be able to see the files. Now, whether you can load the files, that depends on the version of QuickBooks you're using. But you should be able to
see. It's the exact same QuickBooks.
Then you should be able to read it. And if you can't, there's a different problem with the system. Can you read other types of files? In other words, if you were to take a plain old zip disk, stick a Word document on it at home, bring it in, stick that disk in and read it, could you read the file?
I haven't the faintest idea.
That's one thing you need to try, because if the problem is a QuickBooks problem, that's a whole, and nothing we've told you will fix that, because it's a separate problem entirely.
Yeah, because Windows is not dependent upon Windows 98 for those, what she's trying to do.
It doesn't care that you have a different system version on either computer. It will work on both system versions independently.
But it won't work from one to the other, because I tried it.
Yes.
When I see the file...
Then something else is wrong. It's not the Windows
system
version.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with the Windows system version. That's why I'm asking...
iOmega's told me that. More than one person at iOmega told me that.
No, they're totally wrong.
I'm sorry, I hate to say it.
Well, I use the same disk on a Mac and a PC. It doesn't care.
Unless what they're talking about is the fact that you cannot use a USB version of the zip. If it's the way the thing connects, there are no drivers in 98. That's a separate problem. But if you can actually use the drive on both machines, then you should individually, on each machine individually, then you should be able to move a file from one to the other without any problem at all. And if it's not happening, it's a different problem than the version of Windows you're running.
Now, see, somebody else told me that too.
Well, that got you off the phone, so they accomplished their job. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the reality, I'm sorry, Barbara, I hate to tell you this, but the reality is if each machine will read and write disks independently, and they are the same size disk, that is to say they're all 100 meg disks or all 250 meg disks, then you should be able to go from one machine to the other without any problem at all, particularly if you're taking the same drive and moving it from one machine to another. There should be no reason that they don't talk, and if they don't talk, it's a separate problem, and we don't have enough information at this point to solve that problem.
Do you know offhand if the drive is USB or parallel?
USB.
It's a USB drive?
Computers. Yeah.
Okay, well, that could be the issue then. The Windows 98 first edition doesn't handle USB as well. So in essence, they are right then if it's a USB drive on Windows Prime.
Right. But if I put this SE in, it should help.
That should help, but it depends.
She's still got to do the USB update for Windows 98 second edition.
Right.
Where?
And that you download from Microsoft's website. You can go there and do a search for USB update, and it'll lead you right to it. We are done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright and Steve Ray for their able assistance. come out to the Magnificent Lilac Festival here. Go to the website, vote in the poll, buy some stuff from our store, listen to the archives. You can do it all on our website. And if you didn't get enough of us here, you can catch us next Friday night on 756 Talk on our news. And next Saturday, we'll be in the studios on Sound Bites, only on 1180 WHAM.
News Radio 1180, WHAM, Rochester.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104. Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.